Waiting Death by Steve Lyons, performed by Toby Longworth. Borealis 4. Can't say it was the most distinguished campaign of my long career. A jungle planet, orbiting a red giant, on the inner rim of the Segmentum Tempestus. 110 degrees in the shade. Serpents lurking under every leaf, stinging insects as big as a man's fist. Even the flowers coughed out a nasty, muscle-wasting virus. It was a damn disappointment, I can tell you. I had hoped for a challenge. Never did find out if Borealis 4 was worth saving. Could be that its crust was packed full of minerals and precious stones. Could be it was as dry as a corpse's throat. All that mattered back then was that when the explorators set foot on this green new world, they found a surprise waiting for them. A chaos-worshipping cult, proud of the fact that the dark gods had begun to pervert their flesh and deform their bones. And that's where I came in. Colonel Ironhand Strachan, along with 3 regiments of the finest damn soldiers in the whole of the Imperium. Katakan jungle fighters. Well, don't just dance with those damn sissies, Graves. Use your knife, man. A Varuga! You're as slow as a brain leak blood. You idle slugs! You gonna let this filth spew on the good name of the Katakan Second? I could whip this bunch with my one good arm if you sons of Groxes weren't in my way. Thorn! Stop flapping about like a damn newborn. You still got one damned hand, so pick up that last gun. Kopacek, you got a clear shot with that flamer. What the hell are you waiting for? Emperor's teeth! Do I have to do everything myself? We tore through that scum like blades through a reed bed. They were ill-disciplined, ill-equipped, didn't know what had hit them. They'd wasted their damn lives dancing around altars in ladies' clothes, waving stinking candles. Should have spent a few days on my world. They'd have learned how to fight like men. I'd made a bet with my opposite number, Caraway of the 14th, that we'd be done here in 4 months tops. 2 months in, it looked like I was going to collect on that bet. Until that one night. That one night, when my platoon of some 30 hardened vets, along with a certain General Farris, was cut off from our comrades, stranded in the darkest depths of the Borealis jungle. That night, when I faced one of the toughest, most desperate challenges of my life. That night, when I had to fight my own damned men.